Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the combo meetings today. The first meeting we have today is a special meeting of the Eastmark Community Facilities District Number 1 Board. I always like being number one. That is true. So we'll call that to order. The first item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Clark, do we have anyone?
No request, ma'am.
The second one is to the second item is to take action on a resolution. Resolution canvassing, declaring, and adopting the results of the general obligation bond in operation and maintenance ad valorem. Is it valorem, right? Ad valorem. Tax election held on May 17th for the district, and adopting and ordering the recording of the certificate of results for such election.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion.
Call the question.
To accept the resolution, a second. From the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is someone going to report on what these results were for the record? Ms. Crocker?
Unanimous, Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
The whole vote?
We got extra staff in, and people were wonderful working with us. We got all one vote counted in about 2 seconds.
All one vote counted. We just want to make sure on that. So it's a unanimous vote. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other?
Can I ask for a recap? Thank you very much.
You can ask, and we can ignore you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and the canvas and declaration are accepted and adopted. There being no further business, declare the Community Facilities District Number 1 Board adjourned. And call to order in the one fell swoop. Study session for the May City Council for Thursday, May 21st, 2012. I'd like to welcome everyone there. They're here. And the first item is to review the agenda for tonight's Mesa City regular Mesa City Council meeting. Page 2, items 3A through 4B. Items 5A through 6D. Items 6E through 6I. Items 6J through 6L. Items 6M through 6O. Items 6P through 7D. Items 8A through 8C. Items 8D through 9C. And items 9D through 11B.
Yeah, Mayor.
Councilmember Higgins.
On item 11A and 11B, I guess.
11A and 11B.
Did we hear a presentation or discussion on that? Or can anyone give me some info or feedback from the neighbor, the group? Or that is a public hearing later, so I guess we're going to hear that later.
No, we haven't had a public hearing. The assessment, I believe,
would
maintain the same assessment.
Okay.
So we haven't had, I haven't received any, okay. A lot of discussion.
Okay. All right, just wondered if there was.
But I don't know, maybe someone will show up tonight, but okay. We haven't had any.
Yeah, the last presentation we got from David Short was, 2 months ago? Yeah.
No, more.
2-3 like months?
Yeah.
Okay. And they gave us the update in the program?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right, any other items? Yes, Mary, you were talking about something?
I just wanted to know if you wanted to say something on the improvements for the education initiative.
You don't have to.
Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is to approve the appointment on the Design Review Board.
Yeah.
Have a motion. From Councilmember Richens, second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor, or any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Acknowledge receipt of various minutes of various boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Do you have any reports? Vice Mayor.
Mayor, a couple things really quickly. First, on Friday, we had a very interesting grand opening of Eastmark groundbreaking. Once you got past the the silt and dirt road that they had to put together. You had the old section of roadway on the Ray Road alignment all the way out.
Yes, I found it.
Yeah, me too. Out about a mile and a half to the event. Good to know that we have our very own Autobahn right here in Mesa. So the East Mark has finally broken ground, so we'll have the opportunity to, over the next couple of decades, see new homes, but more importantly, new businesses and center for 100,000 high-wage jobs in the area over time. Also on Saturday, I had a pancake breakfast and open house. I want to thank the firefighters. The open house was for our brand new fire station 219, which we also this afternoon had the ribbon cutting for, an official official ceremony. It was a very well attended event. I can't be more pleased with the turnout from that event and how many folks in District 6 are starting to really get engaged. We ran out of ham and eggs, so all we had were pancakes left by about halfway through it. So it was a fantastic event. Also, thank you to the American Red Cross, Sudden Cardiac Arrest Association. Sudden Cardiac Arrest Association came out and did a free hands-only CPR demonstration. Also, we had Mountain Vista Medical Center come out and do a free stroke risk assessment to anybody who was brave enough to do it. Apparently, my assistant is driving sufficiently crazy. His risk of a stroke is high at this point, so I know I'm doing my job. So, other than that, it was a pretty good weekend. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I believe that you attended For Me in My Place at my Building Stronger Neighborhoods event.
We did.
And it was a very nice turnout, so I'm told. How many people were there? About 40 or 50?
It was a good turnout.
Nice. So,
your husband, Jack, did a wonderful job also.
Thank you.
Appearing in your stead.
He did, the both of you. It takes two people. they had a great time. It was a great turnout, and I'm really looking forward to building some great community leaders in that area of Mesa. So thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last Friday night, you and I were able to attend the 35th birthday party for the Arizona Museum of Natural History, and it was very well attended. Thousands of Mesa residents came to help celebrate a great institution, and we appreciate all the work that the museum staff and volunteers and city did in terms of putting on. Thank you.
It's really nice. Reminded me, you went to our museums, and they're so well done, and they're so professional, and just thank you. Real point of pride in our community. Appreciate that. Councilmember Glover.
We had a great turnout at our first Conversations with Chris. I want to thank the Mesa Arts Center and my assistant Katie for putting that together, and all the other staff members that were there. I also had the opportunity to attend with you, Mayor, the Step Up Schools with the transition for the Washington Activity Center, and that was a great turnout there. So we're looking forward to working with them.
Good. Anything else? Thursday night, Councilmember Richens and Kavanaugh and I, you're looking like you remember being there. Mayor's Youth Committee. The graduation for the Mayor's Youth Committee. Our Mayor's Youth Committee is under the direction of my Chief of Staff, Kathy McDonald, with a lot of help from Melissa Rondasso and Misty Wells from the Mayor's office also. We had our graduation. 21 students finished, did enough. To let you know, a Mayor's Youth Committee is a 8.5-9 month program that brings students, high school students from all the public schools and a couple of charter schools here in Mesa, and also Mesa Public Schools and also Desert Ridge, that's in Mesa but in the Gilbert schools, together. And they work through the year in sort of a mini leadership and community involvement program. And the cool thing this year is that they had a project which was to take the iMesa concept and to be involved as part of that. And a couple of the ideas that are continued on as part of the package, for lack of a better term, or the list of projects that we're looking at and that we're having community outreach for right now in meetings, actually germinated from this committee. So it was real exciting to have the high school students involved, and we had a lot of 21 kids and their parents and everyone, and just thank you for their involvement. Next year, We already have 40 students. We had to cap it at 40 signed up for the Mayor's Youth Committee. So it's a great activity, and you know, as mayor, it's really an eye opener to me, because I go to things like High School National Honor Society and Mayor's Youth Committee. These are things I never saw when I was in high school. Never stepped foot in a honor society. It was amazing. You look at me like you're shocked. Oh, yes. We got great kids in our community, and high school students are amazing, the things that they're accomplishing. I remember one of the Mayor's Youth Committee was telling me, I said, well, where are you headed? MIT, going to study microbiology, want to be this kind of research. I'm going, whoa, that's the kind of kids we have. Just amazing, amazing high school kids. So really happy for them, and thanks to staff, Kathy and Melissa and Misty, for really putting this together, and Kathy for running it through the most of the year. Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor. Tomorrow morning is our fourth annual City of Mesa Prayer Breakfast. It'll begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Mesa Marriott. So I invite everyone there, correct?
Not everyone.
Well, sorry. Those have been invited. And the next City Council study session will be a week from today, May 24th. And Wednesday, May 30th, it's coming up soon, will be the official groundbreaking for the light rail extension. So we're excited about that. So May 30th, 8 a.m., downtown Mesa. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Vice Mayor, Second Councilmember Glover, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. See you upstairs.